Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, we got three good ones here, Michelle.
Your favorite.
Three
your
great
favorite
questions.
One. Yes, we
you
do.
You got it for Ask Her. Okay, so here's one that's kind of interesting. Because we've seen a resurgence of this kind of contraception. So
we have.
How do I know if my IUD accidentally got moved around? So let's explain what an IUD is to start with.
So an IUD is an
intrauterine
device, excuse me. It's shaped like a T, and it's a bit bigger than a quarter. An IUD fits inside of your uterus. It prevents pregnancy by stopping the sperm from reaching and fertilizing the eggs. So there are really four types available in the U.S. today. Pam, there's Laletta, Mirena, and Skyla. And the fourth is Paragard. So those are the top four. The Paragard is hormone-free. And the other ones have hormones in them. How effective are they? They are very effective, so pregnancy is less than 1%. And I think the birth control pill is about the same, isn't it?
Yep. Again, compliance, please, you know.
Yes, exactly. So the benefits are they last a long time. They're mostly hassle-free. You don't really even think about it, nor does your partner. I have a question for Pam regarding that is, you know, can anybody feel it during intercourse? Can the male feel it?
They shouldn't. They shouldn't be able to feel much of anything unless it slipped down.
And how would it slip down?
You've got yourself a problem. Oh, during menstrual cycle, it's very common for that to happen in some women. But that tends to be a time when you run into problems. And so your doctor always checks your device during your regular office visit. Your cervix should hold the IUD in place perfectly. But in rare cases, it can fall all the way or part of the way out. And this is more likely if you don't have children, you're under 20 years old, you had the IUD put in right after having a baby or after having a second trimester abortion. You have fibroids in your uterus. Your uterus is an unusual size or shape, and that's what happens. But also, it's more likely just to come out during your period. You may see the device on a pad or a tampon, so you got to check periodically to make sure you can still feel the strings. If they feel shorter or longer, or if you feel the IUD itself is pushing at your cervix, it may have moved. And if this happens, you better get on into your gynecologist and have it
Definitely.
All checked out, right?
Definitely. And you can check your own. It takes less than 10 minutes to do it. But, you know, you've got to wash your hands and sit or squat and use your middle finger. And so you can actually check it. But it's always good if you think you've had a problem, then you need to go see your doctor.
But a lot of women like it.
Yeah. And a lot of women like the IUDs. They were very popular when I was younger. And now there seems to be an insurgence of them. So it's a great question.
You know, I think that it's something that every young woman should be sitting down with her gynecologist and really discussing at length, because there's a whole spectrum of contraception out there now, and the IUD really has seen a resurgence. There's no question about it. So it's all good. All right. So second question, what is the ideal temperature for your home? You know the gig. Men want it as cold as a meat locker.
Me.
And women are constantly crying. I'm totally with me. You know, and I want it to be a little bit warmer, and I'm finding myself putting on layers just trying to, you know, get through the house on the overall. So that's like, no. So if you're sleeping, science has found that 68 degrees seems to work quite nicely. I'm cold.
Love it that cold. I do it actually at like 65. I can't be cold enough.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's better for you.
Well, it is definitely better for you, but isn't it funny? I just, you know, So there you are. And then, you know, when you're taking a bath and whatever, I mean, you know, obviously the temperature could be much higher because it feels so good. But, you know, researchers found that in sleeping, the 68 degrees is kind of where it is. And you, if you have a programmable thermostat, that's the way to go because you're going to get your optimal sleep then. But, you know, as you get older, you know, I don't know who they're calling elderly these days.
Us.
You know, I know totally. Oh, my gosh. It just keeps, you know, hopefully it just keeps getting higher and higher, you know. You got to be really careful because older people don't self-regulate their temperature very well anymore. And they could get very hot very quickly. So always try to be able to stay on top of what's comfortable for someone who is older. And don't think it's going to be something that works well for you either. Because that ain't true, right? You know?
And
when you're
right.
just running around the house, I mean, really seriously, 72 degrees. What do you set yours at?
About 72. Yeah, that's about right for me. When I leave town, I set it at 68 and leave it there. Because I don't, you know, I'm gone for a week or something. I don't want it up to 72, especially if you're living in Arizona. Hot Arizona. Oh my gosh, never.
And it's really interesting. There have been, if you go to energy.gov, they have these, they said setting the thermostat to 78 degrees when you're home and no. It's 72 degrees, please. I think that that's the better way to go. So, you know, just keep it cooler. It's better for you on the overall, unless you've got a cold or something. Okay. Now, number three. How can I motivate myself to go to the gym regularly?
I actually asked this question.
Little Miss Michelle. So let's go through these for Michelle.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
At least I'm admitting it.
Hello. So the first one is remember your goal. Why are you doing this at all? What is your goal? Go to your power. Why? You know, you got to keep reminding yourself you're not a robot. The second one is visualize your workout. Just thinking about it. Just making sure. I mean, come on. It could be a lot of fun. Dancing and cool things like that. You know, you and I did that yoga on your grass in your beautiful place in Arizona. Oh, my gosh. It was way too much fun. Loved it. How about a workout buddy? Mm-hmm. Drag someone along with you, honey.
That's a good one.
Oh, I love that one. It always works. Always works. Always works.
Yep.
Pump up the music.
That's a good one.
Do not do this music free. It's like so boring, please. And then have a reward. And the reward can't
be half
a cake.
That's a great one.
Nick. How about a Hermes scarf? No, let's do that one. Oh, my gosh. And then the other one, stay consistent. Would you stop? Stay consistent, right? Buy really cute workout clothes. Don't be dragging out something that looks like your dog chewed on it. You know, come on. And then you could also get motivation by just taking classes. You know, get in there with a bunch of other people, and you never know when you're going to have a boatload of fun. You know, it just sort of pops up on you. So there's a lot of great ways to do this. And really, sometimes you just have to get up and do it. That's why the Nike logo is what? Just do it.
Do it.
Just do it. Stop overthinking it. Women overthink everything.
I'll bet this is a great way to meet men, too.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a motivator.
Oh, my gosh. See, that wasn't even on the list. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
It wasn't even on the list.
You need to add it.
Oh, my gosh. Michelle. Okay, now, so let's quickly review the Ask Her questions. How do I know if my IUD accidentally moved around? Well, we told you all about that. And also, make sure to talk to your GYN about your IUD, when you should be checking it, and consider it as an option. Ideal temperature for your home, cooler than you think. How about 72? And can you motivate yourself to be able to get to the gym regularly? Heck yeah. So there are your Ask Her questions. And we just enjoyed answering them. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
And you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question that you'd like for us to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.